Task 8. You are going to listen to a reporter's investigation into a new app. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 8. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I've got something very exciting to talk about here. A new technology with remarkable possibilities. One of the police departments sent along this memo about a private company that was offering a radical new tool to solve crimes using facial recognition. Law enforcement has for years had access to facial recognition tools. But what this company was offering was unlike any other facial recognition tools that police have been using, because they had scraped the open web for public photos. The pitch is that you can take a picture of a criminal suspect, put their face into this app, and identify them in seconds. Google, back in 2011, said that they could release a tool like this, but it was the one technology they were holding back because it could be used to commit crimes. If this app were made publicly available, it would be the end of being anonymous in public. You would have to assume anyone can know who you are anytime. I discovered that there was a ruling in a federal court this fall that said, yeah, you can take photographs from anywhere on the internet and use them for this kind of public scraping. All I know about the company is that it is called Clearview AI. The first thing I do is Google it. I find their website, which is clearview.ai. The website is pretty bare, but there's also an office address listed there, 145 West 41st Street, which happens to be just a couple of blocks from the New York Times office. So I decided to walk over there, but there just is no 145 West 41st Street. That was weird. Now I have this company that's offering this radical new tool, and it's got a fake address, which is a huge red flag. Next, I found the company on LinkedIn. It only had one employee listed, a sales manager named John Good, which seemed like it could also be fake. And I sent that person a LinkedIn message and never heard back. In the meantime, I am also reaching out to law enforcement because I want to know if this app really works as well as the company claims. By this point, I had learned that over 600 law enforcement agencies had tried the app, including the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. I was just shocked to discover how easily government agencies can just try a new technology without apparently knowing much about the company that provides it. I ended up talking to a retired police chief from Indiana who was actually one of the first departments to use the app. Amazingly, they solved a case they hadn't been able to solve within 20 seconds, he said. One of the officers told me he went back through like 30 dead-end cases that hadn't had any hits on the government database, and he got a bunch of hits using the app. Therefore, this is way more successful than what they were using before. With the government databases they were previously using, they had to have a photo that was just a direct, you know, full-face photo of a suspect, like mugshots and driver's license photos. But with Clearview, it could be a person wearing glasses, or a hat, or part of their face was covered, or they were in profile, and officers were still getting results on these photos. I've got something very exciting to talk about here. A new technology with remarkable possibilities. One of the police departments sent along this memo about a private company that was offering a radical new tool to solve crimes using facial recognition. Law enforcement has for years had access to facial recognition tools. But what this company was offering was unlike any other facial recognition tools that police have been using, because they had scraped the open web for public photos. The pitch is that you can take a picture of a criminal suspect, put their face into this app, and identify them in seconds. Google, back in 2011, said that they could release a tool like this, but it was the one technology they were holding back because it could be used to commit crimes. If this app were made publicly available, it would be the end of being anonymous in public. You would have to assume anyone can know who you are anytime. I discovered that there was a ruling in a federal court this fall that said, yeah, you can take photographs from anywhere on the internet and use them for this kind of public scraping. All I know about the company is that it is called Clearview AI. The first thing I do is Google it. I find their website, which is clearview.ai. The website is pretty bare, but there's also an office address listed there, 145 West 41st Street, which happens to be just a couple of blocks from the New York Times office. So I decided to walk over there, but there just is no 145 West 41st Street. That was weird. Now I have this company that's offering this radical new tool, and it's got a fake address, which is a huge red flag. Next, I found the company on LinkedIn. It only had one employee listed, a sales manager named John Good, which seemed like it could also be fake. And I sent that person a LinkedIn message and never heard back. In the meantime, I am also reaching out to law enforcement because I want to know if this app really works as well as the company claims. By this point, I had learned that over 600 law enforcement agencies had tried the app, including the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. I was just shocked to discover how easily government agencies can just try a new technology without apparently knowing much about the company that provides it. I ended up talking to a retired police chief from Indiana who was actually one of the first departments to use the app. Amazingly, they solved a case they hadn't been able to solve within 20 seconds, he said. One of the officers told me he went back through like 30 dead-end cases that hadn't had any hits on the government database, and he got a bunch of hits using the app. Therefore, this is way more successful than what they were using before. With the government databases they were previously using, they had to have a photo that was just a direct, you know, full-face photo of a suspect, like mugshots and driver's license photos. But with Clearview, it could be a person wearing glasses, or a hat, or part of their face was covered, or they were in profile, and officers were still getting results on these photos.